Jack, we've got Steve from Mays Landing, who is a leader of John Birch Society here in South Jersey. Good morning, Steve. Welcome. How are you?
Great. Good morning to both of you. I wanted to bring up something I heard on Don Williams as he was introducing your show coming up next. And he mentioned that 30 years ago, he interviewed a leader of the John Birch Society. Apparently, it was arranged by a local optometrist by the name of Dr. Roy Soloff, who was my eye doctor, as it turns out. And I think he also served on the Board of Education for Mainland High School. Maybe he was even president. And he was in the American Legion, I believe, which is another weird association, because back in eighth grade, I received a citizenship award from the American Legion. So there's a connection there. But the reason I wanted to bring up was one of the things he was mentioning, he seemed to make an association of the John Birch Society with the KKK and said that it was, you know, a far-right organization. And when I hear far-right, I mean, most people are probably thinking, like, fascist or Hitler or something like that. So I wanted to know if Mr. McManus would like to take an opportunity to kind of clear the air on those that misinformation. And I also want to recommend that people go to SeymourFacts.com and look at the two videos. Under the topics menu, it's called Overview of America. There's two videos. One is Standing the Test of Time, and also Overview of America. Really good videos. But anyway, if he could address some of that misinformation that's been distributed out there about the John Birch Society.
Great. Well, the John Birch Society was called every nasty thing you could possibly imagine. And we're going back now to the early 60s, the first half of the 1960 decade. The more that the society was mentioned, the more it grew. And it grew not because the people believed the really nasty things that were being said about the Birch Society. They did what I did. And what I did was, when I was hearing about the John Birch Society and how terrible it was, I said to myself, well, I got to find out about this organization because it's so terrible. I don't want it to have any impact in my country. So I went to a John Birch Society meeting, and they were selling books. And I bought a few books, and I came home and I read the books, and I said to myself, there's something wrong here. The John Birch Society is supposed to be bad, and these books are good. So what's going on? And it led to me making more of an examination, as many other people did at the time. And they ended up in the John Birch Society as well. So what happened is the enemy decided the more we attack them, the more they grow, so we're going to stop attacking them. And they figured that their job had been well done, that the society had been named as something reprehensible and bad, and stay away from it, and so on, and so on. So we went into a period of little growth and little accomplishment, I guess you could say, other than making the people who had already joined the society more aware of what was going on in the world. But we started this
and
off.
Wasn't there something done by, I guess it was Congress, to where the Birch Society invited a committee to investigate the John Birch Society to see if they were nefarious in any way?
The society asked the federal government to investigate the Birch Society. They never did. But a Senate committee in the state of California, organization, took more than a year to investigate the John Birch Society. They were all Democrats. It was a Democrat-led committee, and it was populated mostly by Democrats in California. They studied the John Birch Society. They sent people into joining the society for gathering information. And some of those people stayed on as members after the report was made. But they came out with a report. We call it the California Report. And it totally exonerated the John Birch Society from the charges that had been made about it. They said it was a right-leaning organization, which is acceptable to us. Yeah, we're not leftists. We're more rightists than we are leftists. But the California State Fact-Finding Subcommittee on the John Birch Society was honest, and they put out a report. Well, we immediately asked the Senate Committee in California for reprint rights. Could we reprint it? They said, well, as long as you're not going to distort it or anything, publish what we said. Yes, go right ahead. You have our permission. And that helped us a lot. The John Birch Society has never been investigated by the federal government, has never been investigated by the FBI. In spite of requests that they do so. And so we'll stand by what the only really official investigation ever conducted of the society was the one I've just mentioned. And that helped us a lot. So we continued to grow and to start to point out that there were things happening in the government of the United States that were harmful and that people should be made aware of it. And I think we tied the hands of the enemies for a while, but then they began to believe that the society had been pretty much done in because it wasn't being mentioned anymore. I don't know if that answers your question, but I hope it does.
Yeah, no, that's good. And there's really, as far as the John Birch Society being racist or anything like that, I mean, I think there's a number of ways that can be disproven as well.
Well, we hired Black Americans to speak for us on our National Speakers Bureau. We had a whole team of them: Julia Brown, Lola Bell Holmes, even the finest American journalist who happened to be Negro, George Schuyler. He eventually sent a short note to Robert Welch, the founder of the John Birch Society, and the note said, "Dear Bob, do you still have room for me?" In other words, at this point, he wanted to join the John Birch Society, which his membership was accepted and so forth. Now, how many people always say, well, how many blacks do you have in the society? I said, I don't know. We don't ask them on our application blank whether they're black or white or green or yellow, whatever. Okay.
So you're not racist. Oh, my. They thought you were.
Well, we're not racist.
Can you mention Manning Johnson?
What did you say?
Can you mention a little bit about Manning Johnson?
Oh, Manning Johnson. Well, he wrote a book called Color, Communism, and Common Sense. But he died before the society was formed. He was in an automobile accident. Having been an ex-communist who saw through it and so forth, and he was a very bright guy. He would have been a wonderful member of the society had he lived, but he died in an automobile accident. And as far as we know, that it was an accident. It wasn't deliberate. But then we had Leonard Patterson. Leonard Patterson was a communist. He was so highly regarded by the communists, they took him to Moscow, and he stayed there for 2 years. Came back to America and quit the Communist Party. Became a member of the John Birch Society, went around the country speaking for us. And he and Julia Brown, who mistakenly joined the communist movement, another Black American who became a very good friend of mine, in addition to being an ally and a member of the society, I grew to love the lady. She was immense. And she was a very proud and happy member of the John Birch Society. And she used to laugh when people would say it was a racist organization. Hmm. Well, all those charges that were made against us were wrong. And there were people putting out information about it. Even people who weren't Birch Society had investigated the society and put out, no, that's wrong. The John Birch Society is what it says it is, an educational organization trying to protect America from a conspiracy called communism.
There you go. Steve.
And defend the Constitution.
Yeah. Steve, people can join the John Birch Society through your website, See More Facts, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Well, the way it works is there are links to the John Birch Society on my website, so if they come to one of our meetings, they can certainly join then, or they can just go to jbs.org and do it through that process, and then there'll be the corporate headquarters will then introduce them to the local chapter.
Great.
And we'll invite them to our meetings and so on and presentations.
Great.
It's real easy to do. It's not expensive. It's matter of fact, we just had a meeting this past Wednesday at the Shore Diner, and we had a full room. And the presentations are always really informative and enjoyable.
Yeah. We got to go, Steve. Yeah. But again, yep. Thank you for everything that you provide to us about the John Birch Society here in South Jersey.
It's 11 o'clock.